Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what is the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, if our friend Laura is still listening, she's one who willingly might die by eating her frickles. According to the listeners, if you need some frickles, apparently Bayside Cafe in Everett has the best frickles out there. All right, Lauren, so there you go. Bayside Cafe in Everett. Eat your frickles.
But it's halfway between people liking them and people hating them.
Well, no, I'm assuming this is from somebody who likes them. Yeah, other people, they're a little back and forth on that. But if you need a frickle, apparently Bayside Cafe. Talking about the worst pain you've had, someone here says, I had the pleasure of having kidney stones that were so painful that the stress caused me to get shingles at the same time. The worst pain I've ever experienced.
Wow.
Damn,
wow.
Man. Swinging for the fences. Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right. So I have fibromyalgia, and I'm going to describe you a pain bomb. But first, I'd like to say that I would pick any pain bomb over eating a frickle. That is nasty.
You're nasty.
Good comeback, Ted.
You burned him.
Oh, yeah. You're nasty, dude.
You're nasty. What exactly? Look, we've all heard of fibromyalgia, but since I don't have it, what exactly is it?
All right, so I think it's pronounced right, osteopathic pain disorder. It's a central nervous system thing. They don't know how it starts. They don't know how it works. They don't know how to stop it. They don't have any treatments for it. Basically, and it's kind of in the circle, that's called like the disorder with 2,000 symptoms. A lot of the pain that we get, it's not the so bad I can't describe it because I don't have the words for it. Because it's not pain that you can, sometimes you wouldn't imagine that would be a pain.
Does it feel like it from the inside or from the outside or both?
It's everywhere, everything. Okay. I mean, there's no bounds. I've had pain in literally every part of my body.
So what do they give you, just painkillers? Is that the best they can do?
No, I actually grow my own medication.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, really?
He has a meth lab.
Wow. Opiates, huh?
I tried their little chemicals and stuff, and they don't work. And that's which is pretty much what it is for most of us, because like I said, they try nerve blockers, they try antidepressants and stuff, and that doesn't work. And I don't need all those things, so I just grow my medication.
Okay. And how long have you been dealing with this?
Since December 17th, 2022.
Okay.
When I fell down my front stairs.
And they don't know what brings it on. They don't know what causes it. They don't know where it goes, and they don't know why it happens.
They know mine was brought on by a trauma. Why I would get this, because when I fell down the stairs, I broke my back, my sacrum in my back.
Damn.
And so that was the trauma that happened. But why? There's no signs in the body. They can't test for it. You know, I mean, they can't even prove that you have, like, for disability, you can't even get a disability because there's no test that show you have it.
Jesus Christ.
It's always something.
Yeah. Leave that to that. That's an insurance
company
thing.
It's always something.
Yeah.
Always something.
Well, we can't prove that you have it because there's no test for it.
Trust me, man. I'm supposed to have a surgery coming up, and they denied about half of it.
Why did they deny? I know they just say deny. Do they explain what the reasoning is?
You know, the problem is, it's almost like going through a contract.
All right.
So the legalese behind it, it's like, you could make this such an easier statement.
but you're going down. It's like the person that tells the long story short story.
Yeah, right.
So it's all this crap, and you never can really figure out, and a lot of medical terms are involved as well. So it's kind of a tough read, to be honest with you. I don't understand the differences in the different parts of the surgery as far as what is accepted and what is not.
Right.
Because I don't know the process behind it.
I do have the luxury of, we have a very good doctor friend, and on occasion, probably once or twice a year, particularly with stuff with the kids, because to your point, we'll read something, and I'm like, I don't know what this is, right? And so we will call her and say, hey, can you just tell us what this means? And basically, be like, yeah, she had a headache. I'm like, why don't they just say
exactly
that? Right? But yeah, you're right. It's all that weird medical ease, as it were.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Serving my funeral.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
This is so good.
Salty. Yingling and Scrapple.
Wow, Yingling.
Yingling, Scrapple. All right.
Mm-hmm. That'll get the ladies.
Where are you from, Philly?
So you know where I'm from.
Yep.
Yep, Philly.
That explains it.
Hey, just real quick. Are you from Philly or are you from Jersey?
I am from Philadelphia, Northeast, from the Northeast Hospital, the same hospital that Bill Cosby was born in.
Hey, well, that's something to brag about.
Hang your hat on right there.
With you.
I know, unfortunately.
I'm going to put the coaster over top of the beer. Right. Just like I went out.
You better.
Like I went out to smoke.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is in kind of in two parts. So I had an infection. I fought for 18 months, and we thought it was healed up. I didn't. I broke my foot. It was an abscess, and it abscessed, put me into sepsis. I went into the hospital, 14 days of antibiotics, picked line in, which is straight through my upper arm, straight into my heart. So they had to amputate my right leg below the knee.
How much weight did you lose?
14.5 pounds.
All right, there you go.
I told you,
weight loss.
There's benefits to this.
Yeah.
Yep.
In 4 hours.
Wow. Oh, wow.
What that seems safe.
I don't care what diet you're on.
You don't have to exercise
that.
Or nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. So, anyway, I'm in the hospital. They put a blocker in before the surgery, which is a nerve block, and it lasts about 24 to 36 hours. So about 24 or so hours later, I was starting to feel the pain. I told the doctor, hey, I'm going to start pain medication here because my block's wearing off. And he said, okay. So he gave me tablet Dilaudid, which didn't really work. So
Dilaudid didn't work? Damn.
Tablet Dilaudid.
Ah, okay.
He needs the liquid.
In a pill form.
I got you.
So I took that about 4 hours later. Of course, I can't give you any more. But 4 hours later, I said, doc, this ain't working. So since I had a PIC line in, they went straight to intravenous. Oh, yes, brother. So the first time they did it, second time they did it, of course, with a PIC line, you feel it right immediately. There is no hesitation whatsoever. Well, about 2 days into this, nurse came in. She was just ready to administer the Dilaudid. She had to leave for some reason, brought in another nurse. And this is where something went funky. The nurse pushed the Dilaudid in, but it didn't go in my PICC line. It ran down my arm like water. And it didn't go in. I told her, hey, this didn't go in, because you feel it right away. You know that it went in. And I said, this didn't go in. She goes, well, I can't give you another shot. And I said, well, you better get the freaking doctor up here now. And the doctor said, I can't trust it to give you another shot. And I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, either the nurse took my Dilaudid and stole it, or she just really screwed up and it ran down my arm. Now, my girlfriend was there at the time. She knew that. And I said, well, go check out the paper towels that she threw away in the bathroom. There's freaking, she had to dry off my arm. Well, about a half an hour later, of course, when the previous meds wore off, doctor said he couldn't do anything for me for 4 hours. I was literally had an amputation like 2 days in, lower right leg for 4 hours, and I had to freaking bite down on a leather strap because there was no damn way I could stand that pain.
Did
there was
do you,
nothing I could do about
do you,
it.
Do you have ghost pain now at all?
I have phantom pain. That was the second part of this. I have phantom pain. Now, you've had a sprained ankle, right?
Oh, sure. 7 times.
Do you know what it feels like when you stand on a sprained ankle?
The worst.
Now, imagine standing on a sprained ankle with no foot there.
How annoying is that for your body to tell you that you're doing the equivalent of standing on a sprained ankle and you're trying to communicate to your body, brother, I don't have an ankle. This is an impossible pain.
I was in the kitchen for 5 minutes, and I was leaning against the counter. My girlfriend walks in and says, what are you doing? I said, I can't walk right now. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, I have a sprained ankle on my right leg. And she goes, you can't have a sprained ankle on your right leg. It's titanium.
You got to wonder, as much as you know, your brain tries to help you in traumatic experiences and all that, why does it mess with you that way?
Yeah, do they have any explanation?
I do not know.
The only thing I can figure is maybe the brain doesn't know it's not there, so it still sends the pain signal.
And it's random. It is random. There is axe chops to my foot, crushing my toes. The same infection that started this out was at the bottom of my foot, and I feel the same thing. I feel old pains like a sprained ankle. But there is one cure, but I can't really take it all the time.
Which is?
And that is cream cheese.
Cream cheese?
Say what now?
You mean, oh, is this a Philly thing?
Yeah, back to Philly.
It is. No, it is a strain. It is Afghani strain.
Oh,
okay.
Of marijuana. And it is specifically targets phantom pain, but I can't be high all day, so it only helps on the weekend.
I got you.
I thought you hit the jackpot there. If somebody was like, you got to eat cream cheese to get rid of your pain.
I know, I was like, that's weird.
Give me everything bagel and toast that thing.
Jalapeno poppers. Yeah.
So would you recommend that that if I walked into the dispensary close to my house, I should get some cream cheese?
It is hard to find, but yes, I would look it up to see if there's a dispensary that has cream cheese. It's an Afghani skunk mix.
Okay.
And it will take away pain. It is you look up the leafly, look up the definition of it, and it will tell you it specifically takes away phantom pain.
Damn. Do they have any that's just CBD and not psychoactive that you could take during the week?
I've tried it all, man.
All right.
I believe that. The weird thing about phantom pain to me, it's the way the pain registers in your body. Typically, like somebody smashes your hand with a hammer. Your hand has to let the brain know, I've just been struck with a hammer. Then your brain kind of analyzes the impact and sends a message to your hand that says, hey, by the way, you're in pain now. Like, your brain does not create the pain. Something creates the pain. That part of your body tells the brain, this thing happened. The brain basically collates the information and says, yes, that hurts like a bitch, right? So the thing with phantom pain, which is crazy, there's nothing there
to send that message.
To tell the brain, hey, you know, we have a sprained ankle, because there's no ankle to send the message. It's weird to me.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain that you've ever been in? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.